comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to all of our friends around the world. Welcome to Talk Radio Like Nowhere Else on Earth, the show where you matter. You matter enough that we publish something called the K-Files. The K-Files is our free weekly newsletter, and if you're new to the show, you don't know about that, be sure you sign up for it because it really is free. There's no gimmicks here. Okay, it really is just free. And we don't share the email addresses with anybody, all right? We don't rent them out, lease them out, give them away. We don't sell them. They're used solely for the purpose of sending you the K-Files. So if you haven't subscribed, be sure you do. It's, as I said, free. Just go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. And you'll see the link right in the middle of the page. It's a big link that says K-Files. Just click that and you can subscribe. Also, if you're new, then you know that listening to the show is free. Watching the show is in the members area. Somebody sent me an email asking, you know, how can I watch the show that you did tonight? How can I watch that the next day? Well, that's in the members area. How can you listen to it the next day? It's in the members area. The members area is not free, but it's not expensive. It's only 23 cents. 23 cents a day. That's $6.95 a month. Skip Starbucks once in a month, and you've got your membership right there. I shouldn't say skip Starbucks, but that's, you know, Starbucks has become kind of generic, like saying Kleenex or Coke. Skip the fancy coffee shop just once in a month, and you've got your membership right there. $6.95. You get to watch the shows live. You get to watch the latest show, the one that we like tonight's show. After tonight, we load it up, and it's up there for 24 hours. You can listen to the latest show. There's the archives, which are called K-Pods. There's the forums. You get your own profile page. You get your own friends page. Private messaging between you and other members. You get your own blog. I mean, the list is long. The list is really very long. There's a lot of really good stuff in the members area. Listening to the show live, absolutely free. K-Files e-zine, our newsletter, absolutely free. Loads and loads of other goodies, 23 cents a day. And I encourage you to do it. If you haven't become a member yet, I encourage you to do it. It is well worth way more than 23 cents a day. Now, tonight is going to be open line. I've got a couple of things I'm going to put on the table, and then we'll go to BYOT, bring your own topic. That's always fun. We always have a good time with open line live because we get to hear from you, what's on your mind, what you're thinking about, what's important to you, what's within our genre. And, it's kind of like going back to university. And we get so many different professors in here for open line. We'll be back right after this.
Come on.
All right, welcome back. Now, I made an announcement last night about something I wanted to do when we had Open Line Live next. And this is it. This is Open Line Live. You know, our audience literally stretches around the world. And we've got folks all over the planet listening right now. Some are listening on computers. Some are listening on their cell phones. Some on their iPhones, Androids, probably some on TiVo, some on AM, some on FM, some on shortwave. So we got lots of folks listening. Now you can imagine in an audience like that, we've got every kind of folks that you can think about. I mean, every sort of folk you can think about. And in every way, diverse. So out there in the audience, we know that we've got, for instance, we've got people that are ghost hunters and paranormal investigators. We've got super soldiers. We've got, in the audience, we've got people that are UFO investigators. We've got people that are extraterrestrial contactees, probably some extraterrestrials. You know, and we've just got all kinds of folks with all kinds of interests out there. And that's a great thing. That's a good thing. But that means that I know that out there in our audience all around this world listening right now, we have some people who are into numerology. Numerology is the study of numbers and their significance, their meanings, and so forth. Now, some people think, well, that's nonsense. Some people think it's absolutely real. And that's not what's up for discussion right now. Here's what I want to do. Now, I was talking with my mother on the telephone the other day, and I found out something I didn't know. My dad, who is deceased, my dad was 3 years, 3 months, and 3 days older than my mother. I knew that, but here's what I didn't know. During World War II, my dad signed up for the Marine Corps, and he signed up for the duration of the war. It turns out that that was 3 years, 3 months, and 3 days. He was in the Marine Corps 3 years, 3 months, 3 days, and then was discharged. The war was over, and he was discharged. From the day he was discharged, it was 3 years, 3 months, and 3 days until he married my mother. And he is 3 years, 3 months, and 3 days older than my mother. So what I want to do, I'm going to open up the telephone line, and some of you folks that are into numerology, maybe there is no significance to any of that, but I found it quite curious, and I thought immediately when she told me about that, I thought about bringing it to the audience and asking for the information and advice from those of you who are numerologists, people that are into that. I think there's some sort of synchronicity in that that goes beyond coincidence. 3 years, 3 months, 3 days in the Marine Corps, then 3 years, 3 months, and 3 days from the day he was discharged until the day he marries my mom, 3 years, 3 months, and 3 days older than my mom. Pure coincidence, maybe. Synchronicity, maybe. But does it mean anything? Is there any special significance? Let me give you some more numbers. These are the telephone numbers. 623-444-5889. Or toll-free in the USA and Canada, 888-223-4599. Now, folks, if you are into numerology, give that some quick thought. And I would love to hear from you. I want to know, you know, what significance you think there might be to it, if any at all. And, you know, if you say, well, there's no significance, I'd like to hear that as well. But look, you know, normally we say one call per show, right? Well, if you call in, if you're into numerology and you call in to talk with me about this string of numbers, 333333333, that's okay. You can call later in the show as well. If you call me on this numerology thing, I'm not going to count that against you. In terms of can you call twice in a show, because we want to hear from you. Now, a lot of you are listening to the show. You're first-time listeners, or maybe you're not. Maybe you've been listening for some time, but you've never called in. This is a good night to do that because, you know, when we do open line, we have a lot more telephone time available than we have when we have a guest on. You know, we have a guest on. For the first hour, I talk with the guest. Then sometimes, if the guest has a whole lot of information that we need to get to, we'll overlap into the second hour, and then I open the telephones, and we try to get as many calls in as we can. And we have to limit those calls to 3 minutes, because we're trying to get as many calls in as we can. Want everybody to get a shot at it, or at least as many as possible. But on Open Line Live, we have a little bit more time to deal with, and so, you know, we try to keep that open for try to take as many calls as we can, but we also you know, we can go a little bit over the 3 minute limit on Open Line Live. Now, come on, I know we've got some numerologists. I'm absolutely persuaded that we've got some people that are numerologists, or at least you have some familiarity with numerology. It's something, maybe it's a hobby. Maybe you're not a professional numerologist, but you know something about it. I know very, very little about it, but I think it's very curious, this series of threes, and I'd like to hear from you. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is John calling from Conroe.
Okay, John.
A little bit off subject.
Okay.
Since you're talking about numerology tonight, but I wanted to thank you for mentioning the case last night with Dr. Roger Lear.
Uh huh.
And it prompted me to resend a you know, a JPEG file that I had sent you before. And I just wanted to thank you for doing that.
Well, you're certainly welcome, John. I found it to be fascinating. I do, you know, look, I get up to, I think the maximum we've gotten was around 500 spam mails in an hour. Normally, we get about 100 an hour. And you know, my filters eat a lot of that, but some of it gets through, and some of it will have... Some of that will infect the computer and it eats email and stuff like that. So I know that I sent it because I looked in my sent file and it shows sent, but he had not received it. So I'm glad you did. You say you did send it off to him?
I sent it directly. And I just wanted to let you know, thank you. And thank you for remembering that, because I know it was kind of obvious after you viewed the image. Anyway, no big deal. I just wanted to say thank you, and I enjoy your show, and keep doing what you do. And I may not be able to keep on top of all your live shows, but I definitely review the K-Pods, okay, and latest shows.
Okay, well, John, thanks for the call,
keep
man.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you much. Okay, what about you numerologists now? Come on, come on, come on. I know some of you. Look, we've got people out there who read tarot cards. We've got people who are, you know, get messages. They channel messages from extraterrestrial entities. And I know we've got numerologists. I know we've got people out there who know something about numerology. The deal is, again... Now, don't disappoint me. I'm quite serious about this. I really want to know if there's anything significant about this or if it's just coincidence. But here it is again. My dad was in the Marine Corps. He was in the Marine Corps 3 years, 3 months, and 3 days. From the day he was discharged, It was 3 years, 3 months, and 3 days until he married my mother. And he was 3 years, 3 months, and 3 days older than my mother. Is there any significance to that? Now, you know, I felt sure since I announced it last night that some of our numerologists in the audience would go to work on it. And I felt sure that certainly by this time we would have had a call from a numerologist, somebody that could say, well, here's what I think that means. Now, look, you're not going to be put up against a wall in front of a firing squad if what you have to tell me is negative, okay? It may be negative. It may be positive. I just want to know if there's any significance to it at all, or if, you know, if your estimation is there's no significance, then okay, good enough. But I will, now I'm going to keep the line open here just for a couple of more minutes for numerologists. After that, we're going to move on. If I haven't heard from numerologists, I don't want to hear from a numerologist in the rest of the show. Okay, so now's the time, and you have the knowledge. You who are into numerology, you've got the knowledge, and you can help clear this up for me. I'm quite serious in wanting to know about this. And when's the last time a talk show host asked you as a numerologist for your information, your advice? This is your chance, okay? Now, once we move on, we've moved on. And, you know, 20 minutes from now, when you've scooped up enough courage to call, I don't want to hear about numerology 20 minutes from now. Okay, I want to hear about it right now before we move on to the next topic. Okay, 623-444-5889 and toll free 888-223-4599. When it thunders, the numerology is over. So if you're going to do it, you need to do it right now. Oh, my goodness, well, you waited too late. Thank you for all of our numerologists out there who lack the courage to call. Okay, something happened out in California. You've been seeing it. You may have seen it. It was on the news this morning, and then it kind of disappeared. As a matter of fact, the source of the video took it off of their site, which I found to be interesting. But the deal is, out in California, off the coast of Southern California, yesterday, as the sun was setting, there was a news helicopter in the air, and they saw and videotaped what they said appeared to them to be the launch of a missile. Now, according to them, it appeared this mystery missile launch appeared to be happening about 35 miles off the coast. In other words, it was out at sea. It was out in the water where it was coming from. And they got it on videotape. This was a CBS affiliate station, I believe. CBS had this video up on their website, and there were stories all over the internet about it, and most of those stories had a picture that you of a picture like what you're looking at if you're watching our TV channel of this missile launch. And if you clicked on it, it would take you to the CBS page where the video was, where you could see the video. Well, this afternoon, that video was gone. It would take you to the page. It had the right title about the mystery missile launch, but no video. The video wouldn't play. And I found that to be pretty curious. Well, I have decided, ladies and gentlemen, to do something for the situation, something to assist in the situation. And there's a reason I need to assist in the situation. That is because the Pentagon has said, look, it's not ours. The Navy said, we didn't fire it. The U.S. Air Force said, it's not ours. The Pentagon says, we don't know where it came from. NORAD said, we didn't even register it. We didn't realize that a missile had been fired. Vandenberg Air Force Base that does launch missiles and rockets said, not ours. The FAA said there was no private rocket launch because you have to have a permit for that, and they had no permit for that area. They had issued no permit for that area for that date. And so everybody's saying it's not ours. But the Pentagon is also saying it's not foreign military. And, of course, I have to wonder a little bit if you don't, it's not ours. You don't know where it came from. How do you know it's not foreign military? Anyway, they say it's not from a foreign military, and NORAD said they didn't detect it. The Pentagon spokesman also said there's no reason at all for us to think this is any kind of a threat to national security. Well, you know, missiles being launched, even if they don't hit anything, missiles being launched when you don't know where they came from and you're supposed to know, that lack of knowledge is a threat to national security. But I have decided that what I'm going to do is try to kind of use the, I want to use the same standards that are used by UFO debunkers because, you know, they tout that they have such high scientific standards. And so I've decided that I'm going to use the same standards that they use and apply it to this rather phenomenal event. Quite obviously, there's something in that picture. Quite obviously, the video from which this picture came exists, or we could not have this picture. So, you know, let's apply some of the standards that are applied by the debunkers and whenever they're dealing with all of the UFO photographs, all right? So maybe what we could say about this, maybe it's a fleck of dust on the camera lens. What do you think? Maybe that's not really a missile being launched. Maybe that's just some dust on the camera lens. And then I thought about that for a little bit, and I said, well, now, wait a minute. Maybe not. Could it be a Chinese wedding lantern? Because, you know, we've had a real spate of Chinese wedding lanterns being seen around the world, and especially, though, over the UK. They have Chinese wedding lanterns almost daily from what we're hearing. So maybe this is a Chinese wedding lantern. Or maybe it's just an optical illusion and there's not really anything there at all. I've got some more about all of this when we come back right after this break. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and it's Open Line Live tonight. Now, one of the things I'm doing, there's a lot of confusion out there around the country right now over this so-called mystery missile launch that took place off the coast of Southern California. And this was yesterday. It was last night when this happened, yesterday evening, early evening when this happened. And it was reported on television news this morning, but it has all gone quiet. And the Pentagon was saying, well, look, we don't know. The Navy says they didn't do it. The Air Force says they didn't do it. Vandenberg Air Force Base says they didn't do it. The FAA says there was no licensed launch of a private or a private launch of a missile. You have to get a license for that, get a permit for it. And so we don't know. And NORAD says we didn't detect it. And then they're saying, well, yeah, but, you know, don't worry about it because it's not from a foreign military. And even though we didn't detect it, it doesn't represent any kind of a threat to national security. Like I said, it would seem to me that if you don't detect a missile launch that's right off your coast, that's kind of a threat to national security. Just the even if it's not aimed inland, which this was not, it took off and flew out across the water. It launched from an area out in the water somewhere, and took off and flew towards the water, away from land. So even though that's the case, and it didn't impact anything that we know of that was important, just the fact you didn't detect it, that's kind of a little bit a threat, I think. But there's a lot of confusion out there. People are talking about what was it, what was it, what was it, and I'm trying to help solve that problem. And I'm doing so by using some of the arguments used when UFO pictures come up, which, by the way, that's a UFO. It's in the air. It's most definitely unidentified. They don't know who fired it, and they're not, therefore, really sure what that is. It appears to be a missile. But I'm trying to help clarify the situation. And as I said, you know, maybe it could be a Chinese wedding candle, wedding lanterns, or maybe just a fleck of dust on the camera lens, or shoot, maybe it's just an optical illusion. This is just, you know, a lens flare or something like that. And maybe there's really not anything up there in the air. Well, of course, you know, the natural thing then would be to say, yeah, now wait a minute. You know, there's the pilot of a helicopter that saw this, and at least one other person on board who filmed it, who videotaped it. So you've got eyewitnesses to this, and you've got it on video, and you got a pilot that saw it, and the pilots, you know, are trained to kind of know what things are supposed to look like in the air. Well, that's true. That's true. But then using the same standards that the debunkers use, because, I mean, after all, if it's good enough to use them on UFO evidence, I think it's good enough to use them on this because we don't know what it is. And one of the standard arguments that the debunkers make is that eyewitnesses are unreliable. And eyewitness testimony just can't be counted on. It's unreliable. And, you know, that. So, you know, these guys say they saw it, but, you know, eyewitness testimony is unreliable. Well, yeah, but one was a pilot, right? Well, we've heard from one of the major debunkers out there that pilots are not good eyewitnesses of things flying in the air. They're not reliable eyewitnesses of that. And so, you know, I guess we have to discount this helicopter pilot as well. He's a pilot, and, well, one of the debunking authorities tells us that pilots don't know what they're looking at out there in the sky. And besides, you know, the photographs are always blurry. Why, with all these wonderful cameras we have all over the world, everybody's got these UFOs? Well, okay, this is kind of blurry. And, you know, they didn't zoom in on what that is flying, so I mean, you really can't tell anything about this. It's just a blurry photograph of maybe something. And, I mean, this could be a weather inversion. Or possibly the whole thing was hoaxed. Maybe this news crew just hoaxed the whole thing. But one thing is for sure, if it's in the sky, if it's in the air, and you don't know what it is, according to the debunkers, 100% of the time your eyes are wrong and your mind is defective. And therefore, we can't really have any trust whatsoever in the veracity of this video or the still photographs from the video because, I mean, again, you got human eyewitnesses. One of them's a pilot, and we know from debunking authorities that pilots are not good eyewitnesses for They're not any more credible than anybody else for identifying things in the sky. And you know, the photo is blurry in the video. They didn't zoom in on this thing. And okay, it's by debunker standards, it's probably a hoax. See how that works? They don't use that nonsense on anything but UFO photographs. On everything else, every single debunker that says that kind of nonsense, every single one of them would look at this video that was aired on national news today. ABC did it, Fox did it, CBS did it. It was aired on national news. And every single debunker that says that kind of nonsense didn't have any of that to say about this video. Don't you find that a little bit curious? These debunkers need to go get a life. Actually, they need to save up all the money they can and invest in at least one additional brain cell to go with the one lonely brain cell that's running their minds now. Obviously, this is some sort of aerial object. Obviously, it is some kind of a rocket or missile. It was fired from somewhere about 35 miles out to sea off of the Southern California coast. What was it? Well, we don't know. What do you think about it? What do you think this is? Some of you in Southern California have... You're closer to this than the rest of us. So what are the people around that area saying about this? What are they thinking that this is? And I'd like to know what you think, you know, with the Pentagon coming out and saying, we have no idea. We didn't fire any missiles. Nobody in our hen house fired any missiles. That's not ours. What do you think about that? 623-444-5889 or toll free 888-223-4599. Now, you may have something else on your mind that you would like to talk about this evening. It is BYOT, and that means we'll talk about whatever topic you wish to talk about. And that can it can include any guests that we have had on. It can include shows that we've done, topics that we've covered, but it can also include things we haven't even talked about but are in the realm of the strange and unexplained and that you would like to talk about. 623-444-5889. You know, one of the things that is pretty hot is the, or at least I think so, the information that Dr. Lear gave us last night about some of his team that are physicists, a couple of them, have been able to determine by some scientific experimentation that at least some of these implants that he has removed from people originated, the material originated some 300,000 light years away from us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is a long way. That's significant. So, let's see. Let me get this straight. You don't want open line tonight. Is that it? Well, I guess we can always do this. right. Well, I have a caller who has called in and said, I beg you to stop that. I'm not going to beg you to call, though, folks. If you don't want open line, we'll play music. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Jeff from Montreal. Good evening.
How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm well, thank you. I'm probably not as well as you are living on the West Coast with that Chinese lantern flying over the Pacific Ocean.
Well, I'm not out on the West Coast. But, you know, that Chinese wedding lantern, well, I'm not sure that's what it is. It may also either be a weather balloon or it could be a flare that's attached to a balloon, you know, with helium in it.
Yeah.
It could be any of those things.
Well, I'm glad that you've at least attempted to try and explain it to the public better than the Pentagon or the Department of Defense or NORAD has done so far. You asked the listening audience prior to playing the Ola music what they thought, and I thought I might call in and talk about what I thought about this Chinese missile or this Chinese lantern.
Okay, what do you think it is, Jeff?
I was discussing this with my friend from Ontario today, and we came up with a scenario where perhaps, and especially because the Pentagon has, and NORAD have been very mysteriously tight-lipped and very sort of cryptic in their answers, that perhaps there is something very sinister going on beneath the surface.
Okay, hang on, We're going to break, and when we come back from break, we'll pick up right there. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It's Open Line Live tonight, and on the line with me is Jeff from Canada. And Jeff, you were saying something about you had talked with a friend of yours about this today, and let's, because we had to interrupt you, let's pick up right there.
Yeah, we came up with a couple of possible conjectures, and one of them was kind of nefarious. But let's say for hypothetical purposes, hypothesis that. We were able to gain access to the codes and gain access to the arsenal of military weapons across the country. I'm talking about intercontinental ballistic missiles. I'm going to do a story on the 27th of October 2010, which you'll recall 50 intercontinental ballistic missiles were shut down at Warren Air Force Base in Wyoming and took them offline, and one of the base personnel had remarked to the press that this had never happened. We might be prepared for 5, 6, or 7, or 8 of our missiles in the wing going down, but never 50, and that would be about 1/9 of the U.S. missile stockpile that went offline on that Saturday. Now, maybe that was a warning to the powers that be that we have control. We can launch, and keep your eyes on the sky on at 5:30 on the West Coast, because we'd like to make a demonstration to you. And that was one sort of hypothetical sort of scenario that we came up with.
Okay, now who would be doing that? Who would be making that point?
Pardon me?
Who, when you say, you know, we have control of your missiles, we can launch, who is we?
We would be, perhaps, and again, this is the scenario that we were going into, that perhaps there has been a breakdown in the Pentagon. Perhaps there has been, perhaps there's a coup going on right now as we speak, between, you know, red and blue forces, if you will. We might have a rogue boat out there just off the coast of Los Angeles. We don't want to panic anybody, We may have, because I can't see anything being launched out of an ICBM, off an ICBM platform without, you know, the protocols that you suggested being in place prior to a launch. This was obviously something that was not pre-planned. And if it was an accident, I think that the military, or a mistake, I think the military would try their best to come up with something better than we don't know what it is, and NORAD saying nothing appeared on radar, and the FAA going along with that story. I find it highly suspect that an object traveling in the vicinity of one of the most congested airspaces in the United States, that being LAX, and Port Magoo being near their Naval Air Station, that they would launch something like that into that airspace without prior notification of the authorities. So that would lead me to believe that there is something very negative or very bad going on here, and that's why you're getting a very lame answer from the DOD and from NORAD. And my suspicion is that perhaps, again, when we went to the ET scenario, that if you can shut down missile scenario, missile silos, perhaps now they're telling the government, look, we can even launch your weapons, too, without you being able to shut them down in the sub. That's a pretty scary concept. So whatever happened out there, 35 miles north of Los Angeles, near Catalina, which is famous for USOs, and for anybody unfamiliar with that term, that's underwater submersible objects, or unidentified submersible objects. As you know, Kevin, that's an area that is heavily infested with UFO sightings as well.
Sure.
That could have been a UFO, for all we know, taking off, coming out of the water. But no, I think to go back to sort of more terrestrial hypotheses would be that something is terribly wrong. And again, with our arsenal, this is not the first time that the U.S. military has lost a nuke. You know, there was that story back.
Well, yeah, but now for clarification, let's make the point that there's no indication that this was a nuke.
That's correct. You know, when you look at that, image or video, one of the debunkers is already out there. Pike from the space, oh, I forget his magazine. However, he's saying this is a contrail from a jet or a large jet. We're seeing it from a different perspective. Horse Pucky. First of all, if that was a jet, the FAA would have been able to identify it as a jet in that airspace at that specific time. Don't tell me that the FAA and eight air traffic controllers could not identify something in their airspace, or that the air traffic controllers up and down the coast couldn't identify that object. Please give me a break.
Well, I absolutely agree with what you just said. That's not a jet.
Now, looking at the plume, it's clear that there is a spiral in its trajectory, as it, or in its telemetry as it goes up, and there's a serious plume, which made me believe that I'm looking at an ICBM type of test, because of, that's so atypical, isn't it, Kevin, of that type of launch?
Well, and, you know, here's what I'm looking at. I don't know if you're watching the show right now, but if you are, I've got the picture up. And
I'm in the bunker right now.
I'm sorry?
I'm in the bunker right now. Are you crazy?
Okay. What we have is a vertical plume at the bottom of the picture where this thing is rising from the surface. Then it angles upward and to the right. There's a little, if we look at the intersection of those two angles, we see a puff of smoke as if some type of guidance rockets were activated, or the rockets changed position or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, and so that is consistent with videos that I have seen of, and these are declassified, these are videos you can see on YouTube, of missiles being launched from a submarine. They shoot straight up, and then the rocket adjusts course and takes off into the sky at an angle. So that's what that looks like. Now, can I say for sure that's what that is? No, I can't. But it looks like that to me.
Now, did it have a payload on it? Was the payload empty? Was this a test? I can't see it being a test. I can see this as being a warning. It was done at 5:30, as my friend in Ontario remarked. They could have easily have done this at night if it was a test and they wanted it to be secret. They would have done it at night when you wouldn't have had the chance of anybody seeing it. The fact of the matter remains, this went off at 5:30 in the afternoon, the height of rush hour traffic. And the fact that only one lonely helicopter pilot managed to capture this on video is remarkable. I actually said to my friend, I wonder if this had happened on the East Coast in New York, what the reaction would be, and if it would be as mild or as casual as this almost appears to be. No one seems to be really too concerned about this. The fact that NORAD has said that this is not a threat to national security is baffling.
Well, saying we didn't detect it, and also saying that's not a threat to national security, almost in the same breath, is ludicrous. This missile itself may not be a threat to national security all by itself, but saying we don't know who launched it, we don't know what kind of missile it is, and we didn't detect it, that altogether is a threat. 35 miles off the coast, and we didn't detect it.
That would get my attention if I was sitting in a senior position in the military in NORAD. And where did this payload, and I'm sure this is a question that your listeners are asking themselves, where did this payload land? In the sea? Are you telling me that NORAD does not have the capability and could not detect, which it's trained to do, which its main function is, to detect aerial phenomenon, track objects in space, land, at sea, and air?
That's right.
And it failed to detect the launch 35 miles off the coast of its own country, and then failed to detect it flying in space.
Jeff, we got another break taking over. I want to thank you for the call. Very interesting. And it beats the music we were playing. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is open line live tonight. I brought a couple of things to the table. There is now only one of those things on the table. The numerology thing is gone. Okay. So what we're dealing with now that I brought is this mystery missile off the coast of Southern California. But it's BYOT. That means we'll talk about whatever is on your mind that's within our genre. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Jackie. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. How are you doing this evening?
Well, thank you.
No more music. No more music, Kevin. No more music.
Well, there's a magic control that turns that music off. It's called a telephone.
Okay. I grabbed it.
Okay.
I need to know if I'm allowed to read something that was printed on Rumor Mill's News Reading Room.
Is it copyrighted?
It just says posted by Watchman,
okay.
And I guess it first appeared on Above Top Secret page.
Okay, as long as it's not copyrighted.
No, it's just like something that's kind of posted like a little blog, I believe. I
okay.
could kind of just like generalize it a little bit.
Okay, shoot.
But Watchman posted it this evening, and on his way, he lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and apparently on his way home, he saw a plume of smoke in the sky, and he took a cell phone picture. I'm making a brief thing out of a longer thing.
Okay.
And when he got home, he showed it to his wife, and they thought, well, we better call our friend over at Luke Air Force Base. So they called, and the conversation, which is what I'd kind of like to the reading part.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, says, my wife got John on the phone, and I told him what I saw, and I said this had to be rocket-powered. He simply said, you're correct. You do know we're retiring the space shuttle, right? And I replied, yes. He said, well, what you saw is the latest technology. It's rocket-powered, and it is orbital. It is to replace the space shuttle. So I began voicing my concern, given that Obama was in India with the entire White House staff and a battery of warships. I said, something's going on. And he simply said, yes, something is going on. I went on to tell him about the USGS data that was posted here recently that almost simultaneously triggered every seismic sensor in the U.S. and, in fact, across the world. He confirmed that there was an event, and I said, quote, was it natural, unquote. He said, no. I said, was it nuclear? He said, yes, but unintentional. I said, what country? And he replied, yes. I said, India. And he said, yes. I inquired, an accident? And he replied, yes. I inquired, in a silo? And he replied, yes. I asked him if there was anything to worry about, and he said, not yet, not stateside. He said Obama was there for containment, and this is a huge, caps, deal. He will not read, you will not read about this nuclear event on the news, but this is an event of epic proportion. This is virtually my entire conversation. I asked questions based on my common sense, and he gave me yes and no answers about the Obama being over there with the warships. And that's kind of the end of it. And my friend Gail just said that to me, and she figured I was the best bet to get in here and read it, so I had to give it a try. But that's a very interesting little posting.
It is indeed. Jackie, it's ominous.
It is very ominous. And also, as an aside, I got to watch the Jesse Ventura thing on the Fed and Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find someone who's taped that so that you can listen to it and watch it. It is a riot. Oh, it's good.
As a matter of fact, I have seen that.
Good, good.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about it and found where it had been recorded and took a look at it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I thought this was a very, very interesting, because to be quite frank, when he left the country with his family and enough army to, you know, like rule from an island, I didn't figure he'd be back, but I guess he might be back.
Well, I think he's coming back. And
I guess he's coming back, yeah, I guess he's coming back.
And let me
but
say
maybe this.
Maybe this
is why he was over there.
You know, like every politician, there are people that love him and people that hate him and everything in between.
Oh, yeah.
But,
well,
you know,
ground, just depending on which way the wind blows.
Yeah, but, you know, regardless of what people think about him, he is the president. And, you know, I hope everything is safe and he's okay. And I would wish him and his family and those traveling with him absolutely no harm.
That's for sure. That is for sure. Who knows what would happen if something happened to him over there? Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me say this. When I was international police, I was in a place one time where people were talking some real trash about one of the presidents that I worked under.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about what they wanted to do to him, and if he ever came to this particular country, what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, foolish but bold. And I said, well, let me tell you something. He might be a piece of crap, but he's our piece of crap. And if you touch him, we'll annihilate you.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that same intensity about. I'm not saying that I think Obama is a piece of crap. I'm just saying, whether we're for him or against him here at home, he's us. And I wish only the best, and I hope they're safe.
I totally agree with you, 100%.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see if this posting kind of shakes the bushes, and we might hear something else later on.
Yeah, that's pretty ominous stuff. Jackie, thanks for sharing it with us.
Sure. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. 623-444-5889. Or toll free, 888-223-4599. This mystery missile, I did a little tongue-in-cheek debunking of this thing. Because, you know, I just wanted you to see how ridiculous the debunkers are whenever they apply it to UFOs. If you apply it to anything else, it's complete nonsense. Their methods, their ideas, complete, utter nonsense when you apply it to anything besides UFOs. And I contend it's complete, utter nonsense when you apply it to UFOs as well. But, the fact is there was something fired into the sky, and it was not a bottle rocket. And, it was fired into the sky off the coast of California, and it is quite obviously some kind of a missile. With the Pentagon saying it's not ours, NORAD saying we don't know what it is. I think that's a little bit worrisome. It's BYOT. We'll talk about what's on your mind. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Brian from Burnaby.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, I was just thinking about this rocket thing. Right after World War II, in Norway and Sweden, people were seeing what was supposedly called ghost rockets.
Yeah.
And at that time, everyone was thinking, well, it's just the Russians are testing these things. But the Russians always denied it. And some of these ghost rockets seem to come from directions which the Russians couldn't launch from. I'm not sure if this has any...
Brian, hang on. You said that some of these ghost rockets came from a direction that the Russians did not launch from?
Or they couldn't launch from. The Russians always denied it, that these were their tests going over Norway or Sweden or Finland.
Mm-hmm.
And... But the people said, well, the Russians, of course, will just automatically deny it. But some of the rockets seem to maneuver in the air. They seem to be above the technology of the day, and some of them seem to come from directions which the Russians were not able to or wouldn't be able to launch from.
And what was determined about them? What, anybody decide what they are and where they're coming from?
Not as far as I know. There's sort of no definitive. They were just logged. There's a guy called Klaus Spahn who's sort of the ufologist in Sweden, and he's just made a catalog of these things. I don't know if he's, as far as I know from his information, he hasn't come to any definitive conclusion on them.
Did they ever impact anything? Destroy anything?
Apparently, one was seen going into a lake in northern Sweden, and the plant life around this the edges of the lake had been disturbed. A great wave had washed up on it, so that was the evidence of the. But no, as far as I know, no parts were ever recovered because these took place in quite unpopulated areas.
Interesting. What do you think this one is?
I'm not sure. Lately people have speculated that these were just the rocket-type UFOs. People in those days didn't call it UFOs because the term really hadn't been invented, I guess, until 1947. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure. I'm just pointing out that people were calling them rockets, I guess, because they did leave exhaust trails.
Well, I certainly don't know what it is, and I wouldn't pretend to know. I think I can say fairly safely that it's not Chinese wedding lanterns. On the other hand, it could be a squadron of Air National Guard from Maryland dropping flares. You know, it might be, or a lost squadron we forgot we had.
It does seem strange that they wouldn't, perhaps they wouldn't acknowledge simply that somebody made a mistake, perhaps, in the U.S. military and just launched something by accident. I don't know how likely that is to happen.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think they would acknowledge it, and I'll tell you why. There was a time during the Bush administration when a plane fully loaded with armed nukes transported those nukes by air all the way across the United States, almost all the way, when it landed for refueling. The crew on the ground realized it was armed, and emergency procedures went into play, and they took control of that airplane. They got the nukes off of it. They made sure they were not armed. And the guy who was head of the Air Force was fired. And, you know, what do they call him in the Marine Corps? It's the commandant of the Marine Corps, but the general in charge of the Air Force was fired over that. And a lot of people, there was big investigation. It was all hush hush, but they admitted that it happened, and that they were quite concerned about it. And you know, they didn't cover that up. So I think if there was an accidental launch, I think they would say it was an accidental launch, and it's being investigated, and the appropriate parties are going to be held responsible.
Well, let's hope our government never lies to us.
Well, that's true. That is true. The government lies to us, almost every nanosecond, but. You know, that was a situation where you had a bomber with nukes on it, unauthorized. And that was hugely serious. And they admitted that. And heads rolled. So I think, you know, if it was an accidental launch, I think that's what they would tell us. And but, you know, one of the huge mistakes is to tell us we don't know what it is and have NORAD say we didn't detect it. That's a huge mistake, because it's admitting somebody's asleep at the switch here.
Well, UFOs are penetrating the airspace of many nations every day, and I don't think any of those nations want to acknowledge that they really can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, do you think that this thing that we're looking at, do you think that it is a missile, or do you think it's a UFO?
The contrail looks pretty terrestrial to me, I would say. I just brought it up because I thought for the ghost rocket thing from the end of World War II over the Scandinavian countries, and I thought, well, perhaps there is a similarity. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, there could be. There could be. Okay, Brian, I thank you very, very much. Interesting call.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. What do you think about it, folks? Look, I don't know what it is. I know it's a bit more than interesting, and it's a bit more than disturbing. It's not something that I have a panic attack over. I don't feel any kind of panic over this thing. But it certainly indicates a lot of things, doesn't it? If it's true that they didn't detect it, that's serious. 35 miles off our coast and they didn't detect it? That's serious. I have my doubts as to whether that's the truth. And I'm certainly not saying that NORAD is lying. But I have my doubts as to whether that's an accurate statement. I think they very well may have detected it, and for whatever reason, they don't want to tell us. 623-444-5889 or toll free 888-223-4599. It's BYOT. We can talk about this missile incident, or we can talk about something else that may perhaps be upon your mind. We have Stephen from the United Kingdom says, Kevin, I wonder with all the talk about an event happening this month and the WebBot predictions, could it be that a missile was sent to intercept an asteroid? Whoa! Now, there's a thought. Look, there have been, in the past couple of weeks, several streaks of light, balls of fire, you know, fireballs, in various places around the world. Is it possible that there is an asteroid that was incoming and that a missile was sent to intercept it? And they just don't want to tell us? They don't want to frighten us? Is that a possibility? Stephen, it's an interesting thought. I don't know. Now, they say that the worst thing you could do would be to blow up one of these asteroids, because then you have the same mass coming in all in a bunch of little chunks or smaller chunks, so it impacts a whole lot of area. It turns it into a shotgun rather than a rifle. Stephen, what I say is that... when we don't have all the data, all speculation is on the table. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, Kevin, this is Rusty from Michigan.
Hi, Rusty.
Hello. Thinking about this missile, I think it looks like a missile, you know, from... Of course, I'm not an expert, but I wouldn't think that it would be aimed. I mean, there's been no reports of where it went, has there been?
No, it flew out to sea. It did not fly towards the land, so I don't know.
But it didn't land, as far as we know. Correct?
Well, as far as we know... It didn't, but we obviously know it has to come down somewhere.
Well, it was headed west, is that correct?
Basically. Away from the United States, yes.
Away from the United States. And I agree with the right angle. I've seen some of those pictures before, launched from submarines, and I guess where I saw them was like from the Gulf War, you know, where they sent the missiles up, then they would take that kind of like a 60-something-degree angle or something and head off towards your target. And you said that was because a guidance system kicked in?
Well, when you launch a missile from a submarine, they come shooting up out of those tubes that they're in. Okay? And there's the smoke and the trail from the initial launch out of the tube, then the missile engines take over, and it begins to shoot skyward and at an angle usually. So you get that kind of a pattern, kind of an elbow pattern in the contrail, which is what appears to be the case in this picture.
Right. And I can't believe, I know the one caller mentioned about, you know, the president being in India, but I've not read any reports of other countries being on alert for any incoming missiles or anything out of the ordinary. Other than the report from our own news agency, I don't believe there's been any other reports around the world.
Well, that may be the case. I haven't looked at the international news. I will say that the international news media tend to report a great many more things that are happening right here in the United States than our own news media report. And, you know, usually if you want to find out what's going on here, you have to get on the internet and go out there and read the news about us to find out what's happening here. Right. So, but I haven't done that with this story, so I don't know.
Okay. And what is with all the discussion about the entourage that Obama took with him? Is that really out of the ordinary for a president to take that much with him?
You know, I'm not sure what, in terms of, you know, is this the largest group that's ever gone or whatever. But no, when a president is on a trade mission kind of thing, which President Obama is, it's not unusual for him to be traveling with a very large number of business leaders, CEOs, and so forth, because you know, it's a chance for them to meet their counterparts in the other countries. The president's speaking in favor of doing business with us. Here are some of the people you'll be doing business with, and so forth. So that's not unusual. Now, the number that he's got with him, I don't know if that's unusual or not.
Well, how about the warships?
That also is not unusual.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you what. Lots of times you hear me talk about, well, when I was in East Timor, as if that's the only place I've ever been. I did 14 missions. But I was 2 years in East Timor, and I saw a lot of things. Now, East Timor was going to become officially a nation, okay? So they were going to have a ceremony where they were officially recognized by the United Nations. They were officially recognized by the United States, Australia, the European Union, etc. So they were officially, it was their official birthday. And there were going to be leaders from all over the world coming. The president or prime minister of Indonesia was Megawati. Because she was coming, they put a warship in the harbor. Got to go. We've got a break taking over. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is Open Line Live tonight. For those of you watching our TV channel, you just saw briefly an ad that said I will be in the chat room this Saturday night. That is an error. That's for last week. I'll have to pull that out of there. I didn't realize that was still in there because I had the monthly chat this past Saturday night. But I was saying when we went to break that, you know, when Prime Minister or President, I forget which she was, Megawati came to this celebration and this ceremony in East Timor, an Indonesian warship pulled right up in the harbor in East Timor. And when I say in the harbor, I don't mean it was like off coast. It pulled right. I could stand on the sidewalk that runs right along the harbor and reach out and touch that ship. They pulled right up to where there is no water, okay? And they were there for a while. They said they were there for her protection because she was going to be coming in the next day. And the U.S. Navy was off coast. You couldn't see them from the shore. But the U.S. Navy issued them an ultimatum and told them, pull out of there, or we'll sink you where you sit. Or at least that's the scuttlebutt. That's what we heard, and they pulled out of there. But it's not uncommon, it's not unusual for the assets of a nation to be assigned to the travel of its leader. And so, you know, I'm not sure that this is an unusual situation for President Obama. I know, look, we don't get into politics, and this is not about politics. It's about the guy who is the president, and, you know, he's out of the country, and this missile takes off 35 miles off the coast. The Pentagon says we don't know who fired it. We didn't fire it. It wasn't the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines. We didn't fire it. Vandenberg Air Force Base says we didn't fire it. The FAA says we issued no permits for a private launch of anything for this date, for this area. NORAD says we didn't detect it. But, you know, having you put all of that together, don't you find it just a little bit curious? We didn't detect it, but they can say it's not from a foreign military. And what they say is, if it was from a foreign military, we would have known. Really? Well, there it is in the air, and you didn't detect it. So if it was from a foreign military, what makes you think you would have detected it? I don't know. Kind of a curious thing. And I don't think it's entirely a worrisome thing. I'm not ho-hum about it, but I don't think it's entirely a worrisome thing yet. Simply because we don't have all the data. 623-444-5889 is the telephone number. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Ah, the caller is not there. Okay. Well, caller, if I cut you off or if the system cut you off, I apologize. I was trying to bring you on the air, and I did push the right button. But then you were gone. I don't know what happened. Well, we'll give it another try. I don't know if it's the same caller or not, but we'll find out. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. Yep, I think I'm the same caller. I tried just a minute ago and kind of got disconnected.
All right.
This is Bill from Oklahoma.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, on that missile launch thing, I was talking with a friend, and he brought up a good point, and I thought it was kind of funny in a way, and I thought I'd go ahead and call and share with the rest of the listeners. But he was thinking, he's like, who knows what it is? They're probably just wanting you to look there, they're just wanting you to look in another direction to, you know, so you don't really see what's going to, you know, what's happening somewhere else.
Well, you know what? That could entirely be the case. It could be that it draws our attention that direction, and then...
You know, kind of like your commercial, one of your commercials that's like, you know, they told us not to look here, don't do this, and they're saying, yeah, hey, look here, but don't look over here.
You know, it could be. I find it curious, Bill, that I went to the CBS website, to the page where there's supposed to be this video, and the page is there with the title and no video.
Huh. Yeah, just a few minutes ago, it's still on the MSNBC site.
Okay.
I saw the video there.
I wonder why it would have disappeared from CBS.
Oh, it's hard telling. I imagine if it disappeared from one, though, it would start disappearing from other stations, too. But just a few minutes ago, it was still on MSNBC site.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, what do you think it is, Bill?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen too many missile launches before, but it kind of looks like an airplane, like, trail or whatever, but not really, not the angle that it's at to me. And the video on MSNBC site was pretty good, really. And at the tip of the where the smoke was coming out or whatever, I mean, it looked like it was flickering different colors. And I don't know if that's what a missile looks like or not, but I don't know what that was about.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually with an airplane, usually with an airplane, you've got two contrails.
Comical, you know, the FAA says we didn't see anything on radar, but yet they're saying it's a plane. I mean, that's planes in the sky. So
yeah, if it's a plane, the FAA certainly would have been able to see it on their radar. So I don't know. But usually with if it was a jet airplane, you would have two contrails, not one.
That's true. Yeah, they have more than one engine. They have at least two, if not four more. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Bill, thanks for the call. Very interesting.
All right.
All right. 623-444-5889. I haven't said much about it this evening, but we also have the flash message feature available. The flash message option is reachable by going to my website, and you scroll down till you see the picture about tonight's show, and then on the right side of that, there's a link that says flash message. But now, folks, that is only for people who are not in the USA and they're not in Canada. And the reason is I don't have a toll-free number for them, okay? In the USA and Canada, I do have a toll-free number. And if you can call me without it costing you long distance, the number is 623-444-5889. If you need to call me on the toll-free number, you may do so, and it is 888-223-4599. And let me say, I received another flash message from the United Kingdom, and it says, news just in, and I'm not going to read this. I think it is possibly true. On the other hand, I don't have any confirmation of it, and so I'm going to say to Stephen in the United Kingdom, I appreciate you sending this. I find it very interesting, but because I don't have any confirmation that that is accurate information, I'm not going to put it out yet. And Stephen, if you have some confirmation, or you can provide me with something that corroborates this, then I will. Okay, fair enough. I think it's possibly true, but it's just one of those things that I don't want to put that out unless I know it to be factual. Because it's presented as if it is a news story, so... You know, I've got to find out first. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
How you doing, Kevin?
Good.
Yeah, good to hear. Yeah, I'd say that, you know, it's not surprising. You know, it kind of reminisces me back to 9/11. You know, we couldn't find them. We didn't see them. You know, but yet we're well protected, you know. I mean, those planes that went to New York circled around Ohio. I know we got a major military base that could have picked them up in a couple minutes. So, and besides the ones in Washington and Virginia, they were surrounded. But anyways, that missile site, you know, or launch, you know, it's typical. You know, you gotta, you know, it, you know, you gotta have redundancy. You gotta know the stuff works, and we're always coming up with new stuff. So it's not surprising that, you know, it's hush hush. My vote and the person I vote for, pay grade doesn't go that high. So I doubt we'll ever really know. But that India thing, if something like that happened, I don't think our president would be flying into that quagmire. And I think we would be very vocal about what happened really quick, because Pakistan would go from, you know, from 0 to 100 in, you know, seconds if something like that happened. You know, they'd be pooping themselves. So, you know, somebody would have to, you know, referee that, but I couldn't see our president flying down there when they just had a nuclear accident, you know, flying into that. Don't make no sense.
Well, I don't know whether that story is accurate or not. I tend to agree with what you're saying. And then, on the other hand, there's not much about what's going on in the world that does make sense.
Yeah.
This planet is not a prison planet. It's an asylum.
I would be telling everybody to chill out.
Well, you've heard of this being called a prison planet. I think it's not. I think it's an asylum.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, I don't know if you ever seen it, but on the satellite channel, I can't remember the channel, but it's got 1,000 Ways to Die.
No.
Or whatever. I don't know if you ever seen that. But if you want to see what a homicidal society we live in, you need to watch a few of those episodes, I tell you. I mean, it's crazy. It is really crazy.
Well, all those years that I've been out there as a cop, I kind of know how homicidal we are. And I've seen it up close and personal and in smell-o-vision. Terry, thanks for the call, man. I got to run.
Okay,
and you may be exactly right. Yeah, it's a crazy place, though. 623-444-5889. We'll talk about whatever's on your mind. It's BYOT. I find this missile launch to be really curious. And, you know, if they had come out and said, yep, we're testing a missile. Sorry about that, folks. That'd be the end of it. But with the Pentagon saying, we don't know. It's not ours. But it's not a foreign military, or we would know. And NORAD saying, we didn't detect it, but it's not a threat. I don't know, folks. That thing about it being look here, not there, that might be the case. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It's open line live, and we've been getting a lot of good response. Different ideas, a lot of it's speculation, true. But that's the beauty of an open line live show, isn't it? That we can hear what people from all over the place are thinking about something. Leonardo in Puerto Rico has sent me a flash message that says, don't you think that all these government officials that are supposed to know what's going on in regards to what's flying in our airspace, at least after 9/11, will also have their heads rolling? Well, if what we're being told by the Pentagon and NORAD, if that's true, we don't know what it is. We didn't launch it. We don't know who launched it. And we didn't detect it. If all of that's true, the answer to your question, Leonardo, is yes. I think there will be heads rolling. Robert Gates has proven himself to be a no-nonsense, straight-ahead Secretary of Defense. And he served under Republicans. He served under Democrats. He's apolitical, and he just does his job. There's not too many in the federal government that we can say that about, but certainly he is one who does his job. And so I would suspect that if these reports are true, if what the Pentagon is telling us and what NORAD is telling us, if that's the truth, I would expect there will be, and probably already is, a very intense investigation going on, And I would expect that Robert Gates will see that appropriate heads roll. Now, if it's not true, that means something else is up. And it means these are cover stories. And if they are cover stories, and they're trying to cover an accident or a mistake, I don't think Robert Gates will go for that either. I think heads will roll. On the other hand, if it is something else, and it truly is not us, and if we didn't detect it, the non-detectors can expect their heads to roll. Whoever's responsible for that. But you can bet there is an intense investigation going on right now. Someone, if they truly don't know who launched it, or at the time when they told us they didn't know who launched it, if that was the case, if that was true, then you can expect that right at that moment, an intense, and I mean intense, investigation was launched. And there are people who aren't going to sleep for days because their plate is absolutely overfilled with this investigation. You can just count on that. If those accounts were true, that they really don't know who launched it and they really didn't detect it, if those are true, that investigation is one for the history books. You can believe that. There are people, of course, who are going to start naming, well, it's this country that launched a missile and it's that country that launched a missile, and just wanted to send a message that we can be off of your coast and we can launch missiles and do so undetected. You didn't even know we were there. There are people who are going to say, you know what? That was the ETs that turned loose a missile. One of our missiles. And, you know, it could be either one. It could just be an accidental launch. Something malfunctioned, some computer malfunction. And it launched a missile off a sub. Could be that too. I don't know what it is. I do find it disturbing, though, to hear all in the same basket of information. We don't know who launched it. It wasn't us. And then in that same basket here, we didn't detect it, but we know it was not a foreign military and it's not a threat. See, that kind of information, the pieces don't fit. The pieces don't mesh. If you didn't detect it and you don't know who launched it, you are not in a position to say that it was not a foreign military, nor is it true it was not a threat. The non-detecting was a threat. And if it happened once, I guess it could happen again. And that is a threat. The story that we heard, you know, about the nuclear accident that supposedly took place in India, that may be true. It may not be true. And sometimes people hear just a part of the show and then, you know, they go off on a tangent about something. Folks, you have to realize that virtually everything we have talked about here tonight is just speculation. It isn't speculation that the Pentagon said it wasn't us, we don't know who launched it. That's not speculation. It wasn't speculation that Vandenberg Air Force Base said they didn't. The Navy said they did not. The U.S. Air Force said they did not. The FAA said we don't have any permits for a private launch. That's not speculation. Everything else we've talked about pretty much is. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller.
Of course, you're going to start.
Okay. Caller was not ready. When you call, folks, you have to realize that what you're hearing me say, I said it about 30 seconds ago. Okay, there's a delay. And so don't listen to your radio and expect to hear me say you're live on the air. You got to listen to your telephone to hear that, because it's not coming over your radio for another 30 seconds or so. Well, this has been interesting, and it's been enlightening, in some ways disturbing. But remember, virtually all of the things that we've talked about here tonight are my opinion, someone else's opinion, and someone else's opinion. It's speculation. So don't get into a panic over this. But one thing also that is not speculation is that when you use the debunkers' own devices that they use for UFO evidence to debunk it, when you use it with this photograph, you see how ridiculous it is? It's just as ridiculous when they use it with UFO videos and UFO photographs. Folks, just a quick reminder, if you haven't yet signed up for our free newsletter, be sure you do it. It's called the K-Files. Also, if you're sitting around saying, well, I don't know, you know, I've been listening to the show now for about 8 years, and maybe I might ought to think about sort of maybe become a member. Stop thinking about it. You know it's time. 23 cents a day. Become a member, support the show, help us continue to be able to bring you great guests, great topics, and great information. And at the same time, you get a fabulous new world of information in our members area. Great features and great information. So there's no reason for you not to. You can't take 23 cents to the store and see what you can buy for 23 cents. Zip. Bring it to the Kevin Smith Show and see what you get. You get a shipload of great stuff. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.